We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, kind-hearted viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels with live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Omfarong on CSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouer on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Canadi, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión, in Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión, and in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund donates more than $1.5 million to improve the well-being of children in Olac or Vietnam. In medical news, American researchers find that good health habits increase the survival rates of cancer patients. In environmental news, Brunei is to plant 60,000 tree seedlings. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 24th, acclaimed Indian classical dancer Guru Gopinath was born in 1908 in Kerala, India. He was instrumental in making the Kerala dance Kathakali popular in India and abroad. Kathakali is highly stylized and among the oldest theater forms in the world. Guru Gopinath, who belonged to a family of Kathakali artists, was also a master and mentor of the Kerala Nattanam, a modern dance style related to Kathakali. Among the honors bestowed on Guru Gopinath was the Veera Sringala, the token of greatest appreciation from His Highness the Maharaja of Travancore. May the sublimely graceful legacy of Guru Gopinath continue to inspire dancers and enthrall audiences worldwide.
Hawaiian News. Tornadoes wreak havoc in Wisconsin, USA. Up to 5 tornadoes touched down on Monday, June 21st in the north-central U.S. state, two of which generated winds of up to 160 miles per hour, sweeping through southern Waukesha County. In the town of Eagle, more than 25 homes were destroyed and about 100 others damaged, with many trees downed and some 50,000 residents losing power. Firefighters rescued several families trapped in their homes. Also affected were Cross Plains in Dane County, Central Lafayette County, and Jefferson County. Declaring a state of emergency for the affected regions, State Governor Jim Doyle stated, "Recovery efforts are already underway through the work of state and local officials, and we are working hard to get an accurate assessment of the damage and the resources needed to help speed our efforts. We thank Governor Doyle, Wisconsin firefighters, and all personnel working to ease the situation. Wishing the storm affected a swift recuperation to comfortable day-to-day lives, as humanity's eco-conscious waves help ensure our planetary stability."
Heavy rain strand villagers in Azerbaijan. The communities of Itisu, Sumagali, and Galajig in Azerbaijan were isolated as torrential rains on June 20th and 21st washed away land and completely destroyed a connecting bridge over the Goyche River. District Emergency Commission Chairman Rafael Akhmadov stated that work is being done to restore the connection as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, the country's Ministry of Emergency Situations reported that rain-related landslides also occurred in the Gadabe region, affecting more than 20 homes in the villages of Aravang and Shadog, with residents being evacuated for safety. Our gratefulness, Azerbaijan's emergency agencies, for your quick efforts to aid the storm-affected residents. Our prayers for their protection and the smooth restoration of productive daily lives as we strive to ease such misfortune through our greater benevolence toward all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. donates $63 billion U.S. dollars to boost global health. Proposed by President Barack Obama in May, the Global Health Initiative, or GHI, was announced on Monday, June 21st, as a six-year plan to aid countries in improving existing public health programs. Of special focus is the health of women, children, and newborns, as well as preventable and neglected tropical diseases. With 80 countries that will be assisted by the program, the first 8 out of 20 to receive accelerated help in a pilot program to also test effectiveness include Bangladesh, Ethiopia, Guatemala, Kenya, Malawi, Mali, Nepal, and Rwanda. Heaven's blessings, Your Excellency, and United States for your kind-hearted generosity in supporting health improvements worldwide. Surely such measures bring us closer to a world where all lives are graced with comfort, peace, and love.
Prime Minister of Finland appointed. Following approval by the country's parliament and official appointment by Finnish President Tarja Halonen, Mari Kiviniemi became Finland's new premier on Tuesday, June 22nd. Ms. Kiviniemi has been a member of parliament since 1996, as well as Minister of Public Administration and Local Government since 2007. Speaking on Wednesday in her first speech to Parliament, the new Prime Minister highlighted goals of growth while maintaining stability for both the economy and the country. "Our respectful congratulations on your new post, Your Excellency, wishing you the best in serving your beautiful nation and fellow citizens' highest goals."
New UK dietary guidelines formulated to save lives. Britain's National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, or NICE, has published recommendations on how to prevent diet-related fatalities from conditions such as heart disease that could save the lives of 40,000 Britons every year. The landmark guidance, commissioned by the nation's Department of Health, calls for significant reductions in salt and saturated fat, as well as the banning of artificial trans fats.
Included in the guidelines are suggestions that include healthy, low-salt, and low-fat foods being offered less expensively than their unhealthy counterparts, as well as a ban on the advertising of unhealthy foods until after 9 p.m. In addition, planning and zoning laws would restrict the number of fast food outlets, especially near schools, and food policies would pay farmers to provide fresh produce as well as healthier meals being prepared by public sector caterers. A big bravo, National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, for your wise recommendations. Blessed be such measures in bringing more fresh, low-fat, plant-based fare for the vibrant health and well-being of Britons and citizens across the globe.
Media report, veg trend on the rise in Mongolia. In a recent article for EurasiaNet.org, an information and analysis resource on developments in Central Asia and the Caucasus, Mongolian-based journalist Andrew Cullen explored what he described as an unlikely growth of vegetarian and vegan restaurants across the nation. His article, Vegetarians Rebel Against Mongolian Meat Culture, begins by stating that in Mongolia, livestock outnumber people 14 to 1. Mr. Cullen traced the surprising new popularity of plant-based fare through statistics and interviews with various Mongolian veg restaurateurs, stating,
"The first vegetarian restaurant in Mongolia, Ananda's Cafe, opened in 2006. Today, more than 20 vegetarian and vegan restaurants dot the capital, Ulaanbaatar, and a handful of others are scattered throughout the country. Ananda's has launched a catering service, and another popular restaurant, Luna Blanca, now sells frozen faux mutton dumplings in local supermarkets."
Citing interviews with former UN physician and current veg restaurant owner for further insight on new developments in Mongolia eating, Mr. Cullen notes,
"Mongolians are turning to vegetarianism, mostly because of health. Also because of meditation, they're following this trend," says Salongo, a former doctor for the United Nations. "Vegetarianism is taking off in popularity as a reaction to the extreme meat consumption of most Mongolians," says Altanzeya, a sociologist and a co-owner of Luna Blanca, who considers herself Buddhist. "The more we care about the environment and others and animals, the better we feel," says Altanzeya.
Mr. Cullen goes on to explain that in the context of Mongolia's nomadic herding culture, the rising choice toward plant-based living is even more remarkable. In a survey of veg establishments across the country, Mr. Cullen also took note of Loving Hut, the fast-growing international vegan restaurant that began through Supreme Master Qinghai's encouragement. Mongolia now features 9 Loving Hut locales throughout Ulaanbaatar and multiple provinces. Mr. Cullen recalled his conversations while there.
"A chef at the Loving Hut, a chain owned by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, which promotes meditation and prayer, became a vegetarian in 2008, and in recent months switched to veganism. All part of a commitment to lessening her impact on the environment," she says. "A university teacher in Western Hafta province also took up vegetarianism 18 months ago, after he began practicing the Supreme Master's meditation technique. He doesn't miss meat," he says. "I'm happy being vegetarian. My health has improved."
Our appreciation, Mr. Andrew Cullen and EurasiaNet, for this first-hand report of the increasingly favored veg cuisine in Mongolia. May such heartening news be one of many heralding a globe switch to this deliciously wholesome, caring lifestyle.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Girl stands up for horse's life. 6-year-old Madison Biddlecombe of Dorset, UK, has urged her family to keep a foal named Diego, who has been diagnosed with wry nose syndrome, which causes the upper and lower jaw to grow to one side. Despite being advised by veterinarians and other equine experts to put the horse to sleep, Madison's mother, Janie Biddlecombe, has refused. The family is instead working to raise the £4,000 needed for an equine dental operation to correct Diego's condition, so that he may avoid anticipated problems eating hay and grass in the future. Young Madison said, "People shouldn't say he should be put down because of what he looks like. It doesn't matter to me. Diego is my best friend. To me, his face makes him special."
We are touched, young Madison, mother Janie, and the Biddlecombe family, for your devoted commitment to Diego's life and health. May he be soon restored to enjoy many more years with his beloved human companions. Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering £4,000 to make Diego's corrective operation possible and wishes them all a happily ever after together.
Save our planet. More than 1 million petition for continued moratorium on whaling. Calling for members of the International Whaling Commission, or IWC, to uphold a current ban on whaling, three different petitions have been presented to IWC members convening this week. The first contains 1 million citizen signatures, while the second has 200,000.
The third has been signed by over 200 scientists from 30 different countries to call for the existing 1986 ban on whaling to remain in place for the continued survival of cetaceans. The 88 member states of the IWC are currently meeting in Morocco, where they are considering a suspension of the ban. Supreme Master Television spoke with U.S.-based Animal Welfare Institute Wildlife Research Associate Serda Osbenian about the situation of the hunted whales.
Can whales survive commercial fishing? No, they can't. Whales are very long-lived species. No whale populations have rebounded from the intensive fishing of the whaling era. There's no evidence to show that there is such a thing as sustainable whaling. Their biology is just not built for it. They have very long gestation periods. They are very social animals, therefore they raise their young. It takes them a very long time to mature and reach breeding age, so absolutely not.
According to video documentation, whales also die a slow and painful death, with one instance filmed over 2 hours where harpoons with explosives were used. Ms. Osbenian points out the further senselessness of whaling and that the demand for the meat today is extremely low, causing stockpiles to build.
Before the ban was put into place, a lot of whale populations were almost nearing extinction. The ban has really been a saving grace for whale species, and it should be upheld. And whaling needs to be stopped, especially in this day and age. There's barely any demand for the meat, and it's really pointless and extremely cruel.
We are grateful and applaud the efforts of Ms. Osbenian, Animal Welfare Institute, international scientists, and all concerned petition signatories for your advocacy to preserve the whales. Our prayers for the protection and respect of these beautiful marine creations.
Supreme Master Ching Hai was moved to tears by all these caring actions and involvements throughout the world, and she conveyed her wholehearted wish that the cruelty of whaling be stopped immediately. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has continually appealed for mercy towards such innocent beings, as in an October 2009 video conference in Germany.
If they go on the massacring fishing boat, or the bloody whaling boat, to witness it for themselves, I wonder how anybody could ever do this for a living. But of course, they have been cheated into doing that. We have all been cheated into doing the things that we should have never done, should have never even imagined, because our hearts are originally full of compassion and love, but we just ignore our feeling. If you ever wonder if hell exists, just go into those massacre house or the boat that kills the whales and go to the seals massacring areas. Go there to find hell. Then you believe that hell will exist. Our original God nature is compassion and love. I repeat again and again and again. You are not that. You are compassion. You are love incarnate. Please return to it.
Save Our Planet. Researcher Jitendra Kumar Chinthakanjela of the University of Twente in the Netherlands develops a method to efficiently remove the toxic agricultural byproducts of nitrite and nitrate from drinking water, converting them into harmless nitrogen.
Save Our Planet. Senior researcher Dr. Gulian Hong of the U.S. Department of Energy's Oak Ridge National Laboratory estimates that even with technological advances in food production, climate change and severe weather patterns will significantly decrease China's grain output by 2020.
Save Our Planet, a section of the 18-kilometer Simpsons Gap bike path in central Australia's West MacDonald National Park, has been constructed with Replas, a recycled plastic decking product that reduces the use of trees and is more durable, lasting longer, and requiring less maintenance.
Save Our Planet. New research by the British Trust for Ornithology reveals that the number of nightingales in Britain has decreased by 91% from 1967 to 2007.
Hello, I'm Rio the Rhinoceros, following a nutritious plant-based diet. I'm here with a tip for good heart health. A natural way to help manage high blood pressure is to include foods that are high in potassium in your diet. Watermelon, bananas, avocados, lima beans, and sweet potatoes are some of the fruits and vegetables rich in this important mineral. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In humanitarian news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, donates more than $1.5 million to help improve the well-being of women and children in Olac or Vietnam. The child-friendly project will assist in increasing health and nutrition service access for young people and expectant mothers. In addition, the plan will aid local authorized agencies with information gathering management and assessing social policies. Our heartfelt gratitude, United Nations Children's Fund. Heaven bless your dedication to the women and youth of Olac. May the gentle people of the nation be graced with joyful and abundant futures.
In medical news, American researchers report that healthy habits help cancer patients live longer. Scientists from Mayo Clinic and six more institutions have found that patients with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma have better survival rates if before their diagnosis they did not smoke or drink and were of normal body weight. It was also stated that those who had stopped smoking for 20 years or more had no higher risk than those who had never smoked. Our thankfulness, Mayo Clinic and other researchers, for highlighting some of the advantages of adopting life-enhancing ways. May vibrant health be enjoyed by all. Coming up, the community joins in tree planting in Brunei. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. More gracious news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, heartwarming news for a joyful world. In environmental news, Brunei is planting 60,000 tree seedlings in 2010. The goal of the Eco Project is to conserve forests and provide a welcoming home to wildlife. It is also envisioned that the green program will enhance the forest's ability to store carbon dioxide. Senior Forestry Officer at the Ministry of Industry and Primary Resources, Ms. Linda Ibrahim, said, "The mass tree planting shows our commitment to the world, for not only the government is involved in, but the community as well. Our sincere appreciation, Brunei Officer, Ms. Linda Ibrahim, and participating individuals and organizations. With earth-loving endeavors such as these combined with the planet-protecting vegan diet, surely we will soon enter a sustainable era for all beings."
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Arabic entitled Beliefs.
هل تؤمن بالحياة بعد الموت؟ سأل المدير أحد موظفيه. نعم سيدي، أجاب الموظف الجديد. حسناً، إذن ذلك يجعل كل شيء على ما يرام، قال المدير. بعد أن غادرت مبكراً في الأمس للذهاب إلى جنازة جدتك، لقد توقفت لتطمئن عليك.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I am a 17-year-old boy from small country in Southern Africa, Swaziland. I am on a campaign in school and my neighborhood to encourage my peers to be vegan. Some are already convinced and it remains a challenge with others. How can you help our people to be vegan? I am already a vegan and still trying to be an organic vegan. Siniso from Swaziland.
Hi Siniso, it's great to get your note. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Heroic Siniso, thank you for your heartwarming message. I'm so touched and proud of your effort. That you are vegan and assisting others to transition to the compassionate diet is very helpful to our precious animal co-inhabitants and Earth. Please feel free to use information from suprememastertv.com/SOS or suprememastertv.com/B-Veg on your noble campaign. Please keep up your wonderful efforts and pray. Heaven bless you and I love you always. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the light of benevolence illuminate your sacred time on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At the annual meeting of the United Nations International Labour Organization in Geneva, Switzerland, Tunisia is elected president of the board of directors for the coming year.
Aviation officials from China and Formosa, or Taiwan, agree to lower the price of airfares and increase the frequency of cross-strait flights, with China also announcing the construction of 4 new airports to facilitate additional travel.
Her Excellency Sheikha Lubna bint Khalid Al-Qassimi, United Arab Emirates Minister of Foreign Trade, meets with several U.S. delegates to discuss opportunities for enhancing economic cooperation and exchange.
Southern Sudan's President Salva Kiir changes the Peace Commission created in 2006 to a full Ministry of Peace, appointing Pagan Amum as the first Peace Minister.
Visiting General Secretary of the Mozambican Liberation Front Party, Philippe Chamoyo Pond, meets with Olac Sy's or Vietnamese Party General Secretary Nong Duc Minh, where both agree on their country's further cooperation through various shared projects.
Syrian Prime Minister Mohamed Naji Otri and Turkish Minister of Environment and Forests, Veysel Uralu, review opportunities for expanding bilateral relations in such areas as forest fire control, biodiversity protection, and water security.
Over 680 Australian business leaders endure a night of cold, wind, and rain as they stay outdoors on the streets to raise awareness and funds to improve conditions for some 100,000 Australian homeless people, with $2.3 million donated so far.
Russia converts a powerful intercontinental ballistic missile for the peaceful purpose of launching a German satellite, which will survey the Earth's surface to generate a highly accurate digital terrain model.
High school student Orain Williams of New York, USA, living in a homeless shelter without the support of parents, has maintained an A average at school and just received a $15,000 grant for his first year of college. Touched by his determination to achieve despite adversity, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering a $5,000 scholarship to further Orain's studies.
Jordanian Minister of Agriculture Saeed Masri and Azerbaijan's Ambassador to Jordan Elman Arasli discuss a partnership in which Azerbaijan would establish a distribution center for Jordanian produce being shipped to neighboring countries.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.